Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me on the phone today is the Executive Director of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, Jessica Potter. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You know, this occurred to me that the idea of the historical societies scattered around the state of Minnesota, actually, they're kind of a drawing card, really, for a lot of these counties, right?
Yeah, and actually, I don't think a lot of people realize, but every county in the state of Minnesota has a county historical society. But the kind of the great thing is that we're all different, just like every county is different. Every county historical society is different, and so they come in lots of shapes and sizes, and they may have staff, they may have just volunteers, they may have a building, they may have a museum, but it's kind of a neat aspect of our state's history. Is it's all of our state's history is not just kept in St. Paul. Every single county in the state has a piece of their history within their county's borders.
Now, I got to go out on a limb and wonder, are you kind of a history geek?
I am totally a history geek. I am a self-proclaimed history geek. When I talk to kids, I ask how many of them are history geeks. So definitely the geek thing runs in my veins.
Have you been to a number of outstate counties in rural Minnesota to check out their historical societies?
Yeah, and you know, the great thing about it too is that we're all in the same boat. We're all nonprofits, but we all do things a little bit differently. So there's a great way for us to just collaborate. So by visiting each other's county historical societies, we come up with ideas, we collaborate. You know, it's our peer network, and I've actually had contact with Goodhue County and Steele County just in this week about some of the things they're doing and how we can share ideas. So it's definitely part of our network, and we get ideas off of each other. Great thing is we're going to be hosting a lot of the county historical societies, local history museums, right here in our facility in just a couple weeks for a big annual meeting of local history museums.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you guys do regularly kind of get together the various historical societies around the state.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, too, is that it's not held at some hotel banquet room or anything. It's actually held within the different county historical society museums so that you do get that kind of on the ground experience with knowing how different people do it. And like I said, that's the great part is that we're all a little bit different.
And I think one of the things people ought to consider when they're roaming about in outstate Minnesota is some of the really unique stories that you'll find in the various historical societies.
Definitely. And, you know, that's a big piece. A lot of people don't, when they think of Blue Earth County, they don't think rural. But Blue Earth County is from its beginning, is a rural county. And its roots are so deep that that's a big part of what we celebrate in the history of the county and what we celebrate in the museum. And so it's a really important piece to be able to learn from our history. And the history of most of outstate Minnesota is that ag story. And so we like to collect that and make that available to people so they can learn more.
And, of course, the story is different depending on what region of the state you might be in. But thank you so much, Jessica, for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.